Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Boy, it is a hot but yet very festive holiday week. I would love to thank our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have 4 great locations, and I just loaded up yesterday at Oliver's for all the things I'm going to need for my 4th of July festivities. And of course, Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have 2 locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. And a very big thank you, shout out to everybody that came and tasted wine with me at Willoughby's last week. We tasted through all of the summer wine picks, and it really was fun to see each and every one of you. And I think I want to do another one maybe in August. Stay tuned. I really had a lot of fun, so I asked the Willoughby's folks if I could come back towards the end of summer and pour through the wines again. Speaking of fun things, this coming Sunday, there's going to be a really rare opportunity to have brunch at the legendary organic Dragonfly Farm in Healdsburg. Jimtown store in Alexander Valley is getting revived. That's right. They're getting refurbished and revived, and they're doing a few fundraising events for the new chef, Michelle Wood, who bought Jimtown store. And she's going to do a dim sum focused brunch this Sunday at Dragonfly Farm outside. It's going to be magical. And yours truly is going to be the sommelier pouring all the wine for Sunday's brunch. If you would like to go to this Jimtown dim sum brunch this Sunday, send me an email and then I will email you back a link to get tickets because it is limited availability. And it is going to be a lot of fun. It starts at around 11 a.m. this Sunday at Dragonfly Farm on West Side Road in Healdsburg. So send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and I will send you a link to get your seats for this Sunday's Jimtown and then some dim sum brunch at Dragonfly Farm. Well, you know what? Summertime, and it's just been so incredibly hot, and it's time for refreshments. This is like my favorite thing is to talk about summer cocktails because there is no more perfect time than for a summer refreshing cocktail. And of course, we've been talking about my summer wine picks the last couple of weeks, which are perfect for the season. And today, given that it is a holiday week, I wanted to talk about my summer cocktail, which I'm calling the Summer Smash. This is such a beautiful drink, but it is also extremely fresh and tasty, and it's really easy to make. Just think berries, and more berries. That's what goes into this summer smash. So right now, I've been enjoying really beautiful ripe raspberries, juicy ripe strawberries, blueberries are at their peak, and of course, beautiful blackberries are just starting to come out. I got a whole bunch of them at the farmer's market last weekend, and I was inspired with all these berries on my counter in the kitchen to create this cocktail. It's fresh, it's easy, and it is gorgeous. So here's what you're going to need. Really, it's only a few things, and everybody can do this. I made it in a pint size ball jar or canning jar, and it looks really fun. So you'll need some vitamin T. That's tequila. But in actuality, you could use any spirit that you prefer. Mezcal is definitely the hottest spirit in the country right now. It's trending up. So if you like things with a little bit more of a smoky flavor and aroma, use mezcal. But you can absolutely use rum. You can use gin. You can use vodka. But I'm feeling the vitamin T with this cocktail, and so that's what I used when I created it. So all you're going to need is your spirit of choice, a handful of mixed, very, very juicy, ripe berries. You'll need 2 ounces of quality tequila or whatever spirit you choose, 2 ounces of fresh squeezed lime juice, 1 ounce of agave syrup, and ice. Like, that is all you need. It's so easy. And then you can use a sprig of mint if you like, or of course, I love to use edible flowers for garnish. And here's how you're going to make it. So grab your pint ball jar or whatever nice tall big glass that you have to put this cocktail in. You're going to put all of your berries in that glass, and then you're going to muddle them just to kind of get all the juices out and mix the fruits together. And if you don't have a cocktail muddler, it's okay. You could actually use a wooden spoon. Works great. And then in a cocktail shaker, you're going to add a few ice cubes. You're going to add your 2 ounces of tequila, your 2 ounces of fresh lime juice, and your ounce of agave syrup. And then you're going to cover that up. And then you're going to give it a really good shake, and then you're going to pour it over the mixed muddled berries that are in your glass that you've already muddled, and then you're going to give that a nice stir. So you're mixing it up really well. Then you're going to add a measure of ice inside the glass. Give it another stir just to mix that ice into all the deliciousness. And then you'll garnish, and that's it. Again, you can use an edible flower if it looks nice, or a mint sprig. It's so easy. It's seasonal. It's fresh and delicious. And it looks so beautiful. It'll definitely impress your friends. So that is this year's summer cocktail, and berries are going to be in season throughout the summer, so it's something that you can definitely repeat over and over again. Delicious. And speaking of delicious, our summertime wines have been released. We had 15 judges this year that tasted over 120 wines to figure out what is the best white wine for summertime, the best sparkling wine for summertime, the best rosé wine for summertime, and then, of course, the best red wine for summertime. And the winning white wine is the 2023 Benziger Winery Sauvignon Blanc, and this comes from the Frank Johnson Vineyard in Dry Creek Valley. It is absolutely thirst-quenching, delicious, limited production. It's a winery direct wine, except you can get it at Willoughby's, which is cool. We sold lots of it last week when I was there for the tasting. Now, the winning sparkling wine, again, another very limited production wine, is the 2020 vintage Comstock Winery Blanc de Blanc from Dry Creek Valley. And this is absolutely a glass full of bubbly deliciousness. Absolutely so much fun for summertime. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking of it, if you wanted to take your Summer Smash cocktail and take it to the next level, I would top it off with a little bit of this Comstock Blanc de Blanc and then give it a stir. That would be really fun in that cocktail. All right, I digress a little bit, but not really. The winning rosé wine for summertime is the 2023 Rodney Strong Vineyards Rosé of Pinot Noir. This is like the third year these guys have won in this category, and I think they also won in the Thanksgiving picks, if I'm remembering correctly, from last year. Everybody loves this rosé. It's a total crowd pleaser. The 2023 Rodney Strong Vineyards Rosé of Pinot Noir. It is nationally available, and it's delicious. That's the winning rosé wine. And a big drum roll to the new kids on the block, the winning red wine. It's a chillable, delicious, Italian-style red wine blend, and it's literally family-made. The kids stomp the grapes and everything. The Papioni Festa Red, it's called. It's a red blend, done Italian-style, and I definitely recommend putting in the refrigerator first and serving it chilled. And with the weather that we've been having the last few days, who doesn't want a nice, chillable, cold red for summertime? The vintage on it, fresh on the mix. It's 2023 is the vintage. So those are this year's winning summer wine picks, and we have the list up on the website. You can go to krsh.com and check it out. Meanwhile, I hope to see everybody this Sunday at the wonderful brunch at Dragonfly Farm in Healdsburg. It's a benefit for the new Gymtown and then some revival. I love it. And email me if you want to get the link for the tickets. My email is ziggy@krsh.com. Thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday this morning. I hope you have a fabulous, very safe, but extremely festive 4th of July. Cheers.